Hey there, beautiful souls. Lord Bennett here, your daily dose of secure attachment wisdom. Today, we're diving deep into something super intriguing, those sneaky unconscious patterns that might be holding you back from love. Ever felt like you're on a merry-go-round of relationships, always going around in circles? Or maybe you find yourself attracting partners who trigger old wounds. Yeah, I've been there too. Trust me, understanding these hidden players is key to unlocking the kind of loving, fulfilling connection we all crave. Now, before we get into it, let's be real, love can be a wild ride. It's exhilarating, messy, and sometimes downright confusing. But what if I told you that many of our relationship struggles stem from patterns ingrained in us since childhood? These patterns often operate below the surface, shaping our choices and behaviors without us even realizing it. Think about your earliest relationships with your parents, siblings, maybe even caregivers. Did you feel secure and loved, or were there times of instability, conflict, or neglect? Those experiences leave imprints on our subconscious, influencing how we approach love as adults. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you break free from these unconscious patterns. First up, self-awareness is your superpower. The first step to healing any wound, especially in relationships, is acknowledging its existence. That means taking an honest look at your past, identifying those recurring themes or behaviors that show up in your love life. Journaling, therapy, or even talking it out with a trusted friend can help you gain clarity on these patterns. Next, challenge your limiting beliefs. Often, we carry around beliefs about love and relationships that are simply not true. Maybe you believe you're not worthy of love or that all men/women are the same. These beliefs, often rooted in past hurts, can sabotage your chances at happiness. By identifying and challenging these thoughts, you can create space for healthier, more positive beliefs to emerge. Third, embrace vulnerability. Yeah, I know, it's scary. But true intimacy requires us to let our guard down and be seen, truly seen, by another person. Letting go of the need to be perfect or always in control allows us to connect on a deeper level. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Fourth, prioritize communication. Clear, honest communication is the lifeblood of any healthy relationship. Learn to express your needs and feelings authentically and actively listen to your partner's perspective. Effective communication builds trust and understanding, laying a strong foundation for lasting love. Finally, seek support. Remember, you don't have to navigate this journey alone. Whether it's therapy, joining a support group, or simply leaning on loved ones, having a supportive network can make all the difference. Don't hesitate to reach out for help when you need it. Picture this. You meet someone amazing. There's instant chemistry, laughter, and genuine connection. But then, as things progress, you start noticing familiar patterns from past relationships cropping up. Maybe you find yourself withdrawing emotionally, or perhaps your insecurities get the best of you. Sound familiar? This is where those unconscious patterns we talked about come into play. You might be subconsciously sabotaging the relationship because of old wounds or unresolved fears. So how do you break free? It's a conscious choice. Every time you catch yourself falling into those old patterns, take a step back and consciously choose a different path. Remind yourself of your strengths, your worthiness of love, and the positive changes you've already made. Remember, love is an adventure, not a destination. Embrace the journey with open arms, be kind to yourself, and know that you are capable of creating the loving, fulfilling relationships you deserve. This episode has been all about recognizing those sneaky unconscious patterns holding you back from love. Remember, self-awareness is key. Challenge those limiting beliefs, embrace vulnerability, prioritize communication, and don't hesitate to seek support when you need it. You are strong, capable, and worthy of love. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode. What unconscious patterns have you noticed in your own life? What steps are you taking to break free and create the love you deserve? Head over to our social media pages and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay radiant and remember, love yourself first and foremost.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.